is a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Here is our telephone number so you can slap that right into your favorites. Speed dial, whatever you call it. Speed dial is sort of a term that's gone bye-bye, but favorites, you know.
Right there in your speed dial anymore?
No, I don't, actually.
I don't think so.
No. Remember that on phones when you get a speed dial and you put 1 through 10 or whatever? But, yeah.
It was all the rage back in the day.
But, you know, sometimes when you're listening to the program and you want to weigh in on a particular topic, you don't have time to, oh, what was that number again? And this would make it nice and easier. So just put What's on Your Mind hotline right there on your favorites. You'll do us a big favor when you do that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I was thinking, you know, very often we get to the end of the program, we didn't get to all the calls, get to the end of the segment, we have calls waiting to weigh in, and so don't underestimate what you bring to the program. It's a lot, and that's why we give you the number often, because we want you to contribute, whether it's, hey, I want you guys to talk about this, or did you hear the story about that, or get this person on the hot seat because I want answers. Whatever it is, that's what we're here for. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Two guests today on the program, bottom of this hour. We'll talk with the folks from AAA. Steve, they're making your point.
Absolutely. I know you love this.
Yes. It happens. But, doesn't Steve, happen that often, that's why.
Steve on Friday said, you know, distracted driving laws are dumb. And we now know the AAA of North Dakota has a study that says hands-free phone calls while driving may be just as distracting as texting while driving. What do you think of that?
Well, some of the articles I read, though, they posed the question as any distraction while driving, which it goes, what I was reading into it a little bit was, oh, well, if I'm upset, maybe I had a bad day at work, maybe the kids were bothering me, somebody was picking on me, so my feelings were hurt. You know, that's distracted. You're not paying attention to driving. I guess that's just as dangerous too, isn't it?
I guess so. Gene LeDucer, he'll be here from AAA. We can also ask him about gas prices, because they keep track of where gas prices are at around the state, so we'll see how that's going, because that's always a hot topic. Next hour, the
gas prices.
Pardon me?
I've almost given up on gas prices.
Trying to track them or caring or, just, you know, or what?
It's just ridiculous. I'm at the point where I don't care anymore, because there's nothing I can do about it, and it's frustrating, and it'll distract me that I can't drive.
And then also next hour, Paul Von Evers will be here. He's the president and CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're doing a number of forums all across the state. If you're an employer and are wondering, hey, what now because of Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act and all the changes, they are inviting you to register and participate in these forums that are happening all over, there's a whole blizzard of them over the next week and a half. And this will save you if you have a couple of questions, maybe going to a forum. So Paul Von Ebers here to answer your questions about if you're an employer, what now because of Obamacare. So that's next hour as well.
That's so confusing, and that's something that people really need, especially if you're an employer. There's so much paperwork with that. It's inundating. That's a full-time job trying to figure that out.
Exactly right. So anyway, that's in the news. We have a lot of the newspapers around the state are hyperventilating over open meeting law violations by the Board of Higher Education, saying, hey, Ham Shravani's gone now. Maybe the guy was just a scapegoat. You guys are still doing this. You're meeting with presidents. I'm not so sure people care. This is almost like the Chicken Little law. You know, it's so often violated that it gets to the point where it's sort of like, I guess, gas prices where you throw in the towels. I don't know. New poll suggests North Dakotans strongly support immigration reform. I think that maybe how the question was asked. I'm not so sure immigration reform as in, you know, hey, let's just start over, if you will, on immigration reform or something.
Who
that
was asked? That's my question. Who was asked when North Dakotans were asked? Who was asked?
If anybody's out there that 507 North Dakotans were asked.
If anybody is out there that was asked, I'd like to find out how they asked you the question.
Here's the 52% were female, 48% were male. Most were 51 to 65 years of age. That would have the lion's share of 92% white, 6% other, 1% Hispanic, 39% Republican, 29% Democrat, independent was 33%. And anyway, this is being touted as, hey, huge support for immigration reform. Really? Let's ask our audience if they are in that camp, or if they were, like you say, asked. One thing you should know, Steve, about the poll, the questions that were asked about the legislation, you know, the way the questions were asked were pretty much in using favorable terms. Okay, I mean, accurate but positive terms is how it's described, saying, hey, this bill would help secure our borders. Who's not for that, right? Block employers from hiring undocumented immigrants. Who's not for that?
Big fan.
Require undocumented immigrants to meet a long list of requirements over more than a decade in order to obtain a pathway to citizenship. So anyway, that's how these results were obtained, in my view. So
didn't they ask the question that somebody broke into our country and then we're going to let them stay? You're a fan for that?
No, I have the questions here, and there's nothing.
No, they didn't ask that, huh?
Along that way. How important is
it? Let me put it this way. If somebody broke into my house and I let them stay, isn't that the same thing? You're going to break into my house, and then I'm going to let you stay there with no ramifications. Sounds like a fair deal, doesn't it?
Sounds like what's on your mind is not buying this poll in any way, shape, or form.
No, I'm not, but I want to know what our listeners think. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You break into somebody's house, and then you get to stay there. That's a good deal. Quite often for free. What's on your mind today, Scott?
Puppies.
Puppies. I love puppies.
I'm not buying into all. Well, I should say I'm not buying in. I'm not being persuaded by all of the other sort of usual suspect stories from higher ed meetings or immigration laws or any of the other, you know, Syria or anything else. I can't get the story about 9 puppies being buried out in western North Dakota. We don't know much about the details. We just know that evidently they first were brought to law enforcement in Tioga, then to Minot, and then to Harvey and other in Jamestown and on down to the Twin Cities because a group called Prairie Paws Rescue got involved. But evidently, someone decided to bury 9 puppies alive. Someone heard the cries of the puppies, evidently at some construction site in western North Dakota, and the identity of the owner who tried to kill the 9 pups is known. It is expected that charges will be brought against him. Who would do this? Who buries 9 puppies alive?
Find them a home. Here's a better
right.
idea.
Get yeah, I mean,
spayed or neutered.
Put up a sign. Want a free puppy? I mean, you know, take them to a humane society shelter. Or who just digs a hole and says, "I'm going to stick them in a hole"? I mean, that there's something demented in that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's those are the people that pull wings off of butterflies.
Who should? What should happen to this individual that is responsible for burying 9 puppies alive? In your view,
I'd bury him.
Judge Steve, you would what?
I'd bury him.
You'd bury the perpetrator.
They put the puppies in a hole. I'd put them in a hole.
I see. Sort of the eye for an eye thing.
Absolutely.
Oh, my. All right. Well, I think...
Am I a little harsh?
Something should happen. I'm with you there. I don't know. What do you call that? Wild West justice or what?
Prairie justice. That's what it is.
Let's go to Mike and Stanley. What's on your mind? Mike, you're up.
Well, you were just talking about immigration, and I just wanted to share something that I observed happening when I lived in El Paso, Texas, about 20 years ago, and I believe it's still going on. And where it's a border town, they were pregnant mothers would come across when they were in labor and walk up into a hospital, a El Paso hospital. There's about 5 of them, and the hospital cannot deny medical service to anybody. And so they'd walk in there in labor. They would have a child in the United States. And the next thing you know, they're bringing over their family to El Paso. The child now has a U.S. birth certificate, which allows the family to now come over to the United States, but they don't have jobs. And the next thing you know, they are just being handed all sorts of money by welfare and other organizations, and taxpaying dollars are paying for all that, and it's been going on for years and years and years.
What should happen?
What's that?
What should happen? Well, how do you fix it, Mike?
I don't know how to fix it, because even though down there on the border, you know, supposedly the Border Patrol is stopping everybody, You know, you have people that have work permits that are allowed to come across the border every day into the United States, and I don't know how to fix it. It's just frustrating because what I was seeing down there was our taxpaying dollars were going to others who were not contributing to the economy. I know there was a discussion last week about, you know, how there's illegals that are coming here and they're being taxed and they're paying, but there's, like, from my observation, there's Mike, a lot that are not.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. We're up against the break. More of your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon. It's What's on Your Mind
with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Jeff in Fargo. Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hello, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just got some questions for you, Scott, about when you have Kevin Cramer on and he claims to be Tea Party. He conveniently was gone during the CISPA vote. He didn't even vote on it. And when he come on the show last week or the week before, he sits and talks about Boehner and Cantor and McCarthy like they're something, and all the Tea Party people are against them because they're communists. And you don't call them on it. The Tea Party people put Kevin Cramer in office, and we're going to take him out again because we know he's a liar.
Tell me what vote you're mentioning. I'll add it to the list for Wednesday's conversation with which vote was missed, did you say?
He didn't even vote for the CISPA vote. That's the vote for the drones over the skies, all our financial information, all this stuff. And he was conveniently gone for the vote. Now, every Tea Party person that was in the House was there for that vote. And unless there was a death in the family, I can't believe for the life of me why he wasn't there for that vote.
Well, we sure can ask, but you should know that both Steve and I rarely get a question in edgewise on Wednesday for Kevin because so many callers call in, so it isn't as though...
Yeah, it's for the callers. This is your opportunity, Jeff, and feel free to call in when we have the congressman on Wednesdays. That's why we do this.
But the thing about it is you know, Scott, do you honestly believe that Kevin Cramer is Tea Party?
Yeah, I do. I think Kevin's voting record is pretty strong. I think he's one of the individuals that is unafraid of saying he shares many of the values of the Tea Party movement.
On Anchorage Channel, we take you to the.
How come he doesn't bash Boehner and McCarthy and Cantor? Because we all know they're establishment Republicans and people can't stand them.
That's a good question for Kevin. Call in. I would imagine Kevin's answer is going to be something to the effect of, if you're a member of Congress trying to get something done. To quote unquote bash your leadership probably wouldn't put you in a position of being able to get much done, but it's a better question for him.
Yep. And you know what? We don't care about the Republican leadership anymore because they're the same as the Democrats, and you know it, Scott. This country is on the verge of a revolution, and you better believe it. That guy that called you last week, who said about the Bolsheviks hanging the Christian babies from the trees, this country is pretty close to that happening, and people better wake up in this country, Scott. This country's on the verge of a collapse and a revolution. Don't you believe that?
Well, I think profound change is still to come. I don't think there's any question about that. Whether it's as radical as you're suggesting, I guess it's above my pay grade.
That's not radical when the Democrats and Republicans are on the same team and the people in this country are seeing it now and more. Obama's approval ratings are down 17% in 1 month. 1 month from the young people in this country because they see what's happening. They see the mistake they made. And I just don't think that one caller said last week that he's not going anywhere in 2016. Something's going to happen in this country, Scott. So I hope the viewers and the callers are listening to what's happening in this country. We are on the verge of a total collapse, Scott. You've got to start waking the people up. I'm passionate about this like Mark Levin. You have to wake the people up, Scott.
Well, Jeff, thanks for the phone call, and don't forget your opportunity to talk to Congressman Cramer on Wednesday. We do that every Wednesday in the 10 o'clock hour. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, I second the last caller's sentiments about Cramer. He lied his way into office. He talked about Obamacare, the disaster it is for America. As soon as he was elected, he did a 180 and said, oh, now it's the law of the land, legitimizing an illegitimate policy that would never have passed Congress if Obama and the Democrats hadn't lied about everything that's wrong with Obamacare. So he's legitimizing, you know, the lies that underlie Obamacare. But as far as open meetings laws go, it's just another example of growing lawlessness. Immigration reform, another example. NSA spying, another example. General Hayden came on this program and lied about the program being legal when he ran it. Of course, we know that in 2008, both houses of Congress passed legislation that gave the five biggest telecoms retroactive immunity for their participation in the NSA spying program. Why did they do that? Because they were involved in criminal activity. That's why you get immunity.
Let's take these one at a time if we can, Mark. You mentioned the open meeting laws as part of lawlessness. Here's the pattern. You know, in this case, the Board of Higher Education holds a meeting. The most recent example, they sat down with presidents and listened to them, right? And some people said, well, we should have known about that. We want to be in the room when we're doing that. And they're saying, well, we're not making any decisions. We're listening to them. Newspapers are saying, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. This is awful. These guys are clueless. And now Shravani's gone, so you can't blame him. My sense is it's sort of like Chicken Little. You know, you're breaking open meeting laws. You're breaking open meeting laws. You're not doing it right. And newspapers write about it, but the general public is sort of, I don't know, either numb to it or doesn't care. Which do you think it is?
Well, I based my beliefs that it's lawlessness on what Mark Armstrong has said from Bismarck. I believe he's on the county commission there, Burley County. And he's been very adamant about the fact that we need harsher penalties for those who violate open meetings laws. And I fully agree with that. We need to prosecute white-collar crime because it's really the white-collar criminals who, once they break the law, then they want to reform the law so that their crimes are legal. And we need to stop that.
So you care about
laws.
You not only care about it, you want stiffer penalties to stop it. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah,
see if anybody else agrees with Mark.
Law.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. 800-228-0550. So he cares. Do you care? And do you want tougher laws? Or does it not matter? 701-258-0550. Steve wants the guy responsible for burying 9 puppies alive in Western North Dakota over the weekend. I think it happened on Friday.
I think a lot of our Facebook listeners are kind of on my page on this.
Steve wants
justice.
He wants the perpetrator buried alive as well. Michael says, bury the guy with just his head sticking above the ground and let the puppies pee on his head. My goodness. Scott says, I'm not a dog person, don't care for a dog at all, but my daughter has a dog that just had 9 puppies. And it makes me smile. I can't imagine doing this to them. That's the mind-boggling part of this. Who digs a hole and says, okay, 1 puppy, 2 puppy, 3 puppy, you know.
Somebody that's obviously not right.
I agree. Jim says, but I thought American dogs were less fertile. I'd better call Jeb Bush on this. What the heck does that mean? Are you surprised there were 9 puppies? Daniel says, if my wife sees this, we may end up with another rescued furry kid. And we swore no more for a while. It's tough when you see a story like this. And they look like border collie pups. We just had to have our BC euthanized.
They're border collie.
They're border collie. Yeah. We have, by the way, I should start a support group and invite Daniel because we have 5 dogs. No, my wife, same way.
You got 5?
Yes. And rescue dogs. So it's like, oh, this one's got a bad heartbeat. We can't, you know. All right. All right. Daniel says, flog the man and then toss him to the coyotes. It's just plain and simple cruelty, and the person has mental health issues. You can't fix stupid cruelty of this magnitude.
No, you can't.
Well, on one hand, we're saying he has mental health issues, and the other saying, bury him.
I don't know, both.
Much better there. Anyway, distracted driving at our focus next with AAA North Dakota, a new study. Stay tuned for that coming up. With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Let us know.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300. Or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
When you need it the most, when you generate power equipment or vehicle be ready, gas and diesel fuel go bad quickly when stored. And more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. Welcoming your phone calls, questions, comments. Go to our webpage, whatsonyourmindradio.com, and easily like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, weigh in on the questions of the day. Whatsonyourmindradio.com is also an easy way to submit comments to us as well. Agreeing, disagreeing, commentary, we take it all. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, Steve, we didn't plan this, but on Friday you vented a little bit about distracted driving laws.
I vented a lot.
You did. You vented a lot about distracted driving laws. And coincidentally, there's a new study out that suggests hands-free driving, and some of these hands-free devices may be just as dangerous as distracted driving or texting while driving, just another form of... distraction. Gene Leducer is here from AAA North Dakota. They commissioned the study with a group. Gene, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
So give us the scoop, first of all, here. And by the way, if anybody has any questions about the study, you're welcoming calls, and we can talk a little bit about it here. Sounds on the surface a little odd, because the idea of hands-free is you don't have to, you know, dial anything, and you can just talk away. And how is it? Walk us through this study on what it suggests.
Well, what this study did is look at the cognitive or mental distractions that drivers are faced with some of the technologies placed in their vehicles nowadays. Now, about 80% of vehicles have some sort of in-car technology that allows them to perform text-to-speech. Such things as ordering pizza or updating your Facebook page or sending texts without actually holding a device in their hand. So we wanted to look at what kind of cognitive distraction those types of technologies were creating. And what we found out is that they're far more distracting than one would originally believe.
Why is that, Gene? Because technology was supposed to be the savior of distracted driving. That was supposed to alleviate a lot of the problems.
And that's what they're kind of being sold at, is a safer alternative to actually using a smartphone, for example, to perform these tasks. And while this study did not specifically look at distractions, mental distractions combined with the manual or visual distractions that some other technologies can provide, it specifically focused on the mental distraction provided by these technologies. It did not attempt to combine these other things together, because there's been a lot of research done on the manual and the visual distractions caused or faced by drivers, but nothing has really ever looked at the cognitive distractions and how that can affect a driver's behavior on the road.
So when we're talking cognitive, if I have to think about how I want to get my phone to work without punching any buttons, but call Steve, text Steve, whatever, that's just as taking as much away from focusing on, okay, how fast am I going, where there are other cars, what are the road conditions. So it's not so much actually looking down and doing, it's you're taking away only so much brain power to go around, and you're using up some of it to get that device to perform, even though it's hands-free.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a little bit hard to understand how a person can be distracted when their hands are on the wheel and their eyes are on the road. But this study shows that they can undergo inattention blindness, tunnel vision. They can miss important visual clues like stop signs or even people standing in the roadway. So this technology, although it may help solve the visual and the manual issues of distraction, it is actually causing and perhaps even encouraging another distraction, which is that mental distraction.
All right, Gene, so if you're going to look at distracted driving, say you're going for a Sunday drive and looking at the scenery, you're distracted. If you had a bad day at work, if your kids upset you, if your spouse upset you, you're not mentally engaged 100% in driving, those are all distracted driving, right?
Exactly. Yes, they are.
So how do you get around that? What's the answer then if it's not this technology as far as the driving from the hands-free devices?
Well, those distractions have always been there, and it's very hard to avoid them all because you can just start to daydream behind the wheel, and I think we've all done it. But encouraging daydreaming in addition to texting and driving or updating your Facebook page while you're behind the wheel is something that we certainly do not encourage.
Here's what I don't get. Technology has evolved enormously, right? And you can do some things on a phone that are just phenomenal that were unheard of 10 years ago and certainly 20 years ago, right? Given all the opportunities for distracted driving, be it, you know, GPS in the vehicle or, you know, you're on your phone or whatever, all that technology you're talking about, you know, the amount of accidents should track with that, shouldn't it? And it hasn't, has it? I mean, the percentage in cell phone use over the last 20 years, increase has to be off the charts. I don't know what the number is, but does it come anywhere near to tracking with the increase in accidents?
Well, the number of accidents haven't come down a great deal. The number of deaths has dropped over the past 10 years, and unfortunately it's trended up the last couple of years again. But a lot of that has to do with the safety of the vehicles. They're much safer to be in, plus the additional number of people wearing seatbelts. So crashes are more survivable now than they ever have been. But the number of accidents themselves have really not seen a significant drop. And the common factor in most of the accidents is personal behavior. You know, it's something the person did that caused the accident. It wasn't mechanical failure or anything like that. So if we can get the personal aspect out of these accidents, we'd basically eliminate them.
But doesn't the fact that the accidents have not spiked tracking with the amount of you know, technology that's available to the driver suggests that motorists are even though they have the ability to do it, are not being distracted by it?
Well, you know, yeah, it's to a certain extent, yes, you're probably right. We haven't seen a spike in the number of crashes. We've just seen kind of maintained status quo. So the fact that they haven't spiked because of the number of distractions that are being introduced into the vehicle is probably a good thing. But again, we don't know how much of the accidents are being avoided by the technologies in the car, such as crash avoidance systems, anti-lock brakes, those other types of systems that have been built into the cars.
We're talking with Gene Leducer of AAA North Dakota, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Gene, over the last 10 years, do we have more cars on the roads? Has there been an increase in number of vehicles that are out there?
You know, over the past 10 years, the number of vehicles really hasn't increased. The age of the vehicles has increased, and the number of miles driven has decreased, largely because of the economy. Fewer people are at work, not at the commuting to and from, can't afford those long family vacations. So the number of miles driven has come down. The number of vehicles has stayed pretty much steady.
So as the mileage comes down that we're traveling in this country, then it would stand to reason that there's going to be fewer accidents because there's fewer miles traveled.
That would be correct. And we have seen that to a certain extent, especially as far as the deaths are concerned. The deaths have come down in the last 7 years or so.
Given the results of this study, what do you think of the push for more laws? State passed a texting and driving law now. Other places are looking at different variations of this. Does AAA think we need more laws?
No, we're not supporting any new laws addressing distracted driving, specifically these technologies. We just hope to create a venue or communication channel with the automakers to have them take a look at this technology and make sure it's doing what they want it to do. The auto manufacturers don't want to create vehicles that their people are going to die in or create crashes. So we've already opened the dialogue with them. We're discussing the results of this study, and we hope that some advancements can be made to limit the distractions that these technologies are having on drivers.
800-228-0550 and 701-258-0550. Last chance to ask any questions for our guest, Gene LaDuce, from AAA North Dakota on this new study that says hands-free, just as distracting as texting while driving, because, again, it's more brain power. So that's the reason you do these studies, is to give this information to the automakers?
Well, we need to understand what's behind the crashes and what's causing them, and what we can do to avoid them in the future. We just can't assume we know what's going on. We need the science behind it to truly understand it, so we can make correct decisions moving forward. And this study is just the first of many that will be coming out regarding distractions, cognitive distractions specifically, and in-vehicle technology. So this will be something that we'll see more of over the next couple of years.
What's the reason for it? We went back and suggested, like as we did a moment ago, that despite all the opportunity for distraction, we don't have a spike in the numbers. Why is this necessary?
Well, we don't want to see that spike in the numbers. So we want to
prevent it.
We want to prevent it before it happens.
I see. So this is a proactive thing.
Exactly.
Is it a problem? Is distracted driving a problem right now?
It's a big problem. Unfortunately, it's something easily.
What's the indicator that it's a problem? Just anecdotally, you see it everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. And the hard part of distracted driving is hard to measure, because after a crash, few people admit the fact that they were distracted. And they may have been distracted and just didn't know it. A lot of times people will report, I looked, but I didn't see them. Well, that's an indicator now that they could have been mentally distracted. Maybe they were daydreaming or something like that. They didn't necessarily have to be holding a smartphone to be distracted.
Quite honestly, I am surprised that there isn't more of the spikes, because you see it so often. Steve, for the caller?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for Gene LaDuce of AAA, Kathy and Mandan, what is on your mind today?
I totally agree. I think these cars nowadays are totally off the wall as far as I'm concerned. I'm a longtime driver, and I have to look down sometimes to see where these buttons are and all the contraptions, and I totally do not like it.
How do you maneuver? Do you just discipline, Kathy?
Well, you know what? It's almost where your person has to pull over and look at the buttons and see what the heck you're looking at.
This familiarity with your vehicle. I've done that myself when I've gotten into new vehicles. It's like, okay, where are all the buttons at? How do I turn the headlights on? How do I turn the wipers on? They're all in different places. Thanks for the phone call, Kathy. Kelly and Bismarck, what is on your mind?
Yeah, I just an observation as well here. And
tell you what, Kelly, we're up against the break. Can you hold over, and we'll get your comment right after this, okay?
You bet.
Don't go
this
away.
Is What's on Your Mind with Scott Hennon and Steve Bach at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. Your call is welcome at 800-228-0550. We're chatting with Gene DeLeducer from AAA North Dakota. They commissioned a study along with the University of Utah that measured brain waves, eye movements, and driving performance of drivers, and have come to the conclusion that hands-free devices may be just as distracting as texting while driving, believe it or not. Kelly had a question before our break. Kelly and Bismarck, go ahead with for Gene LeDucer. You're next.
Yeah, not really a question, but just an observation on the technology and our driving habits. I think in general, we've become too comfortable, I think, behind the wheel with the advance of technology, and which is great, and there are a lot of safety factors that technology has brought into the auto industry, but I think our basic purpose for being behind the wheel and driving those type of things has gotten too comfortable with it, because the car takes care of too much of what used to be our responsibility.
So you don't think we're engaged as drivers anymore?
Great. And that may sound weird, but I say this because my normal get-around vehicle is a 1934 Model A. That has mechanical brakes. You have to have the timing adjusted right on that to run right. You have to shift the gears. You have to pay attention to how the motor's running. You have to make sure you have the right amount of gas going to the carburetor. You got no time to think about what else you need to do on Facebook or anything else. You have to drive that vehicle. And it's actually made me a better driver.
Because it's work to drive it.
Well, yeah, it's kind of why you drive. I think it's to get from here to there and not take care of a whole bunch of other things on along the way. But it makes you focus on the road. You really have to focus. I mean, when you stop with mechanical brakes, when you press on those, you got so much stop that it don't make any difference how much harder you press. You're not going to get any more. So you have to be focused on the traffic. Do you have enough time to stop for that stoplight that's coming up? Are you going downhill? All kinds of different things. You can't be thinking about who you need to text or what kind of pizza you're going to be ordering and that type of thing. So it's just an observation, but I think all of us could kind of bear in mind that we're behind the wheel to drive the vehicle.
What do you think? I'm curious, Gene, what you think of Kelly's comments that really the vehicles have lulled us into this sense of not having to pay as much attention. Is he right when he compares his old 1932?
Yeah, I support that opinion very much. So I can remember when I started driving with a car with Armstrong steering and the suspension where you felt every bump and it would bounce you from side to side. You needed to pay attention to what was going on in front of you and in the vehicle and not your social life outside of the driving. So yeah, people are getting comfortable in those vehicles. They feel like they're in a protective shell, and they feel even if they do get in an accident, they'll probably survive it, and that is the case in most crashes. People will survive the crashes. However, the amount of insurance we're paying and the impact on individuals is tremendous.
It'd be interesting if a study was done in vehicles with the technology and without the technology, and compare what type of patterns would come if there would be any difference in the outcome.
Kelly, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Who decides what to study? How do you decide, in this case, to study, hands-free versus texting while driving and the mental capacity of the driver?
Well, we look at what's happening in the environment, any changes that may be forthcoming, such as this technology, and then we want to better understand it. So then we'll fund and team up with a university or some other research firm and try to understand what's going on to make things safer for everyone on the road.
Steve, have you ever tried to talk into one of those voice recognition software things? The frustration in that and trying to get your work to come out right. I
made over 10 of when it comes to spelling because of my English background. I hate them just because they don't spell right. And what we need is actually the other side of that when you get a text in where it'll talk to you instead of having to read. And I think that's where a lot of people run into problems. Gene, we did want to talk a little bit about gas prices while we got you on the phone, or in the studio today, rather. Any hope? We're supposed to be in a little bit of a lull right now, but gas prices are still very high across the state of North Dakota. What are we looking at down the road for people taking vacations this summer?
I think we'll see throughout the summer gas prices will continue to fall. Obviously, we were just paying record prices here a couple of weeks ago, but we're down about 50 to 60 cents from those highs, and I think we will continue to move lower. Probably not a lot lower here in the Fargo area, probably another 10 or 15 cents, but we got other areas of the state where there's considerable downward movement yet to come. I think we'll see a statewide average around 350 here in the next couple of weeks.
Gene LaDuce from AAA North Dakota, thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Around the region, Bismarck 62 this hour, 63 in Williston, Dickinson 63, 61 in Minot, Devil's Lake 59, Grand Forks 65, and 68 in Fargo. This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Listening to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bachman and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.